제7회 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 동작의 순서가 적절하게 나열된 것을 고르시오.
Are you stressed out from a busy life? Here's a good, simple way to relax your body and mind. Just stop what you're doing for a moment and follow what I'm saying. It will help soothe your exhausted body. First, close your eyes and listen to the music. Now raise your arms while breathing in and move them slowly up to the ceiling and move them down while breathing out. Good. Put your feet apart and bend over and touch the ground with your hands. That's good. Slowly come up and now place your hands on your waist. Finally, move your head first to the left and then to the right. That's it. Relax.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자에 대한 남자의 태도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I can't believe you got caught stealing again. What were you thinking?
I'm sorry, Dad. I promise I'll never do it again.
I've had enough. Tell me why you stole the money.
Well, I really wanted to buy a new MP3 player.
You already have one.
You know that the one that I have now is out of date. I thought you wouldn't buy me a new one, and I really wanted to have a brand new MP3 player. That's why.
You should have told me anyway. I'm really disappointed with you.
I really regret what I did.
You know what you've done is not the right thing.
I know, but I couldn't help it. Please, Dad, don't tell Mom about this.
You know I have to tell her, and you're also going to be grounded for 2 weeks.
Oh, Dad, please.
3번. 대화를 듣고 무엇에 관한 대화인지 고르시오.
There's garbage collection tomorrow.
I know, I've already sorted it out.
You know you have to put everything that can be recycled in separate boxes?
Of course. The glass and the plastic rubbish are in that one, and the cardboard and the paper are in that box.
Good. We've got to make sure that we do everything properly, otherwise we'll be fined.
I didn't know that. Have you been fined?
No, not me, but one of my friends in this town paid a stiff fine because he didn't sort them into 3 boxes.
Oh, they seem to be getting much stricter about recycling these days.
It's partly because they're running out of holes in the ground to dump all our garbage. It also saves a lot of energy.
And it'll also be a good way to keep our environment clean.
4번. 대화를 듣고 비행기 표의 가격을 할인받기 위해서 예약해야 하는 시기를 고르시오.
Can I help you?
Yes, thank you. I'd like a round-trip ticket from Chicago to LA for next Saturday.
Is that the 13th of November?
Yes, it is.
That'll be $400.
$400? But you advertise a round-trip ticket for $110.
Oh, that's only on weekdays.
Then I'll fly on Friday, the 12th of November.
I'm sorry. To get that price, you need to reserve your ticket at least a month in advance.
Well, then I'll take a round-trip ticket for December 12th.
Let me check the computer. I'm sorry, but we're sold out for that day. How about January 12th?
January? I want to spend Christmas Day with my family in LA, and I don't want to stay in Chicago alone for the Christmas holiday. Maybe I should check another travel agency. Thanks anyway.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 이번 주말에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
So, everything is prepared for Sarah's birthday party?
Oh, I still need to wrap Sarah's gift.
Can I ask you what you got her?
Yes, I bought her a vase for flowers. Here it is. Take a look.
Wow, that's nice. Where did you get it?
I bought it at the home art shop.
Can you tell me how much you paid?
It was not that expensive. I got it for $25.
That's reasonable. Most things at Home Art Shop are of high quality, but they are very expensive.
Yeah, I know, but all their vases are on sale now.
Really? When does the sale end?
This Saturday, I guess.
Sounds great. I'll go check it out.
You should.
Hello, front desk. May I help you?
This is room 519. I think I need your help.
Oh, are there any problems with your room?
First of all, the TV doesn't seem to work. Even if I try to turn it on, I can see nothing on the screen.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'll get someone to fix it right away.
There's more. There's something wrong with the toilet bowl. It's been leaking all evening.
Okay, the plumber will be in your room in a minute. Anything else?
Yes, and the refrigerator is out of order, too. The water I put in last night is still warm.
Oh, we're terribly sorry. I can't say how sorry we are.
I don't think I can stay in this room for another day.
Sure. We'll get you another room immediately.
Yes, please.
What can I do for you?
I'd like to send this package to Washington.
If you send it by surface mail, it will cost $8. It should get there in 4 to 6 weeks.
What about airmail?
That would be $25. It would arrive in 10 days.
I'll do that.
You can get insurance for $3.
That's a good idea. I'd also like to mail these papers to Tokyo.
Do you want to use regular mail or express mail?
How long would it take by express mail?
3 business days.
I'll use express mail, please.
Okay, please put your papers in this envelope and write the address.
Okay. How much will this be in total?
That's $35.
Hey, Bill, how are the kids doing?
Oh, this field trip is a mess. Look at those kids over there.
Where? Oh, no.
One's trying to scoop goldfish out of the pond, and another is trying to drag a cat by its tail.
And those two little girls at the end of the garden are pulling flowers out of the flower bed.
This is supposed to be a field trip, not a wrecking operation. It's getting a bit out of hand.
That's why I did not like this idea from the first place. I knew this would happen. I told you when we had a faculty meeting at school.
I thought it would be very good to give our students a chance to experience living in nature and have fun outside. Anyway, now what are we going to do?
Maybe we'll get them all together and play a game. That'll keep them out of trouble.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to get this prescription filled.
Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Hall, your medicine is ready. It will help your headache and runny nose.
How often should I take this?
You should take one pill 3 times a day.
Can I take it with food?
Yes, take one after each meal, but don't drink any milk.
Are there any side effects?
You may feel dizzy or have an upset stomach.
What should I do for my sore throat?
These cough drops will soothe the pain and help your coughing, too.
Thank you.
Honey, I'm home. How was your day?
Hi, it was good. How about you?
Oh, I had a hectic time today.
I can read the story during your working hours because you look very exhausted.
Yes, can you put the kettle on for me? My feet are killing me and I'm dying for a cup of coffee.
Sure, take your shoes off and have a seat here.
Okay, thanks. I've been on the go all day, so I've hardly had a minute to sit down.
Why was that?
Our store had a clearance sale today, and it was absolutely jam-packed with people all day.
That's because nobody can resist a bargain.
You bet. After all, our store sold out all the goods in stock today.
That's good.
11번. 다음을 듣고 전화 메모에서 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm sorry, but I can't take your call now. Please leave your message and I'll call you back.
Hi, Rachel. This is Sue. I'm having a birthday party next Saturday, April 5th. It's at Riverside Restaurant at 6:30. Let me know if you can come.
Rachel, it's Jack Gateman. We met at the dance club last week. I was wondering if you would like to go out for dinner with me this Friday. Call me as soon as you get the message. I'm at 999-4235.
Hi, Rachel. This is your mother. Aunt Laura is having a 40th wedding anniversary party on Sunday. I really hope you can make it. Call me at your cousin Linda's house. I'll be there tonight.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 물건을 고를 때의 기준으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, there are so many kinds of air conditioners here.
This air conditioner is really stylish. Let's buy this one.
Wait, have you looked at the sticker on the side? It's got a C on it.
Well, so what?
It means it's energy efficiency rating.
Then what does C mean?
C means it uses more energy than one rated B or A. So it costs more to run and is more harmful to the environment.
Oh, what a shame. Then I won't get an air conditioner with a C.
That's good. What about this one here?
It looks similar to the one with C.
Yeah, I think it's just as good looking, and it's got an A rating for the energy efficiency.
That's good. Let's buy this one.
13번. 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오. 1번.
I need these shirts dry cleaned and ironed.
No problem.
2번.
I asked you to remove the stain, but I can still see it.
I'm sorry, but that's the best we can do without bleaching the shirt.
3번.
This shirt is ripped here. Can you sew the hole back up?
Sure, it'll be as good as new.
4번.
I'd like to pick up my laundry. Here's my claim ticket.
Sorry, we can't find your laundry.
5번.
Can you do the laundry for me?
Okay, I'll put the laundry in the washing machine.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, why are you so upset?
Oh, we're all so frustrated because our departmental manager is just hopeless.
Oh, you mean the new young manager?
Yes, do you know him?
Yeah, I just know him by face. Why do you think he is hopeless?
Well, he doesn't know how to manage people. He just criticizes everybody.
He doesn't seem to understand that praise works better than criticism.
Besides, he doesn't care how much people feel offended when blamed by him.
Maybe he's young and doesn't have enough experience on managing people.
We're all hoping he'll get fired.
Don't look around now, but you should zip your lip quickly.
Why? What's the matter?
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. This is John. Did I wake you?
That's okay, John. I woke up early and fell asleep again.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, I thought you already got up.
Never mind. So, what's up?
Listen, Sarah, would you like to go to the beach this afternoon?
To the beach? I think it's too cold to swim in the ocean.
I know, I'm not telling you to swim. My uncle bought a fishing boat.
Wow, that's fantastic. He always wanted to have his own boat and go sailing. Say congratulations to him.
Sure, and what I'm calling about is to ask you if you would like to go fishing with him this afternoon.
Of course, that sounds like fun. I'd love to.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jessica. I just found this bag on my way to school.
Really? What's inside the bag?
Don't be surprised. It's $100.
What? That's a lot of money. You have to take it to the police.
No, I'll keep it. Actually, I'm going to buy a new electronic dictionary with this money.
But it's not yours. If you were the person who lost the money, how would you feel?
Pretty bad, but I'm not the person.
Don't be so selfish. You should do the right thing. Besides, if the police can't find the owner, they will give the money back to you.
But what if the police find the owner?
Even if they do, the owner might probably give you a reward.
Well, I guess you're right. I'll do the right thing.
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 Tom이 종업원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tom had a blind date last weekend and he really liked the girl on the date. Tom asked her out again. On their second date, they went to a fancy French restaurant beside the river. They wanted to have a seat by the window to see the beautiful night view outside. However, they didn't book a table in advance and the restaurant was full. They waited for half an hour and finally got a seat near the door. They didn't like the seat at all. Every time people came in and out, they felt so cold because of the wind coming inside through the door. They wanted to move away from the door, and Tom saw an empty table by the window while eating. Tom called the waiter to tell him about this. In this situation, what would he probably say to the waiter?